You're listening to Queen of the Thrones research and clinically supported medical advisor content. Connect to your body, your source, and your purpose through innovative and modern self-care practices. It's time to unlock your potential for infinite wellness. How your menstrual cycle is connected to the moon cycles. Have you ever wondered, or have your patients asked you, does my menstrual cycle coincide with the cycle of the moon? How hormonally balanced you are may be determined by how well you are in sync with the moon. Do you feel out of sync? You're in the right place, because we're going to uncover the moon's potential impact on your hormones and how you can support natural hormone balancing by single seed cycling with the moon cycle and castor oil packs. Are you ready? We could call the moon the hormonal monthly master, and our menstrual cycle is the proof. What do I mean by that? Are you menstruating on the new or full moon, or in between? Or maybe you're a woman having been on an outside source of hormones, like the birth control pill, the morning after pill, hormone replacement therapy, HRT, as well as some antidepressants and anti-anxieties, which can have an effect on your hormones. Let's discover how your menstrual cycle is connected to nature and the moon cycles, showing how you can use a hormone balancing method called the seed cycling protocol to support your hormone balance, and the alternative single seed cycling with Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs for those with a sensitive gut and distinguished palate would prefer. Exciting, agreed? So, to begin, the moon exists in a rhythm of cycles known as moon phases, which are connected to your hormonal clock. You see, using seed cycling or the alternative single seed cycling protocol for those with sensitive guts and distinguished palates for hormonal balance, you can support your period along with the moon's timing. But how can this be done naturally? How does the moon play a role in hormone imbalance and menstrual cycle regulation? Let's take a closer look at the moon's role in your period cycle regulation. You may have heard in holistic spiritual shaman circles, the moon has been attributed to two period cycle patterns. Women may or may not fall into an exact representation of this, but many do. Those that do not fall into this are typically because they're consuming outside sources of hormone therapy, like the birth control pill, the morning after pill, HRT, and some anti-anxiety and antidepressants that take over the natural rhythms. This can, in some cases, severely hormonally unbalance and create an out-of-sync reality with many natural rhythms. Pattern 1. New moon menstrual period or white moon cycling mothers. In shaman circles, she represents the fertile female, who ideally ovulates at the full moon and bleeds on the new moon. These women are the procreators and mothers of society. One of their largest desires is to bring children into the world so they can nurture and guide them. Everything in their lives is focused on this child-rearing goal. These new moon menstrual period or white moon mothers are often in their prime years of reproduction, and their cycles are synced with the moon. Some infertility holistic specialists use this wisdom and the seed cycling protocol, which we'll discuss in more depth, to regulate women's cycles according to this new moon menstruation cycle, if the couple is trying to conceive. Just because you don't cycle to the new moon menstruation doesn't mean you can't have kids. This is simply a generalization taken from clinical practice, but everyone is unique, and again, there are typically no steadfast rules, just pattern observations. When couples work at hormone cycling using the Queen of the Thrones castor oil pack for liver kit, this practice helps both partners cycle together, as men can also cycle with the moon, using the single seed cycling method with castor oil pack for liver kit. These women often self-actualize, career-wise, much later in life, since their first stage of actualization is their role as a mother. This makes them excellent entrepreneurs after child-rearing years, when the kids have flown the coop. They are still experts at multitasking and managing many things at once, a skill they curated during their child-rearing phase of life. Pattern 2. Full moon menstrual period. Red moon medicine woman. The full moon menstruation, or red moon medicine woman, in shaman circles, is the second period cycle pattern and is the sage medicine woman who ovulates at the new moon and bleeds on the full moon. These women are usually the teachers, medicine women, artists, healers, or doctors who spread their vast knowledge to their communities. The red moon medicine woman has often chosen to not want children early on. Not the case for all, as many go on to have healthy births, but for the majority, "I did not want babies," said Oprah Winfrey when interviewed. "I knew I was not going to be a person that ever regretted not having them, because I feel like I am a mother to the world's children." This isn't to say the red moon medicine woman will never want children of her own, or that the white moon mother is having an excess amount of children. You see, both are simply anecdotal and traditional patterns that can be used by integrative and functional medicine practitioners like chiropractors, naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, and health coaches to better understand nature's role in hormone balance. That makes sense, right? They are interesting concepts, yes, offering deeper insight into hormone balancing, becoming an additional tool in the practitioner's toolbox. Any help from nature, as long as it doesn't cause any harm, is a tool we're always willing to use and learn from. Would you agree? Seed cycling and the moon. It's another tool used by integrative and functional medicine practitioners. Based on Mother Nature's genius, seed cycling has been used in correlation with moon cycling, but in itself, this protocol that includes ingesting different kinds of seeds on different weeks of your cycle is great in theory, but not so much in practice, as it can be problematic for the majority of people, especially patients. And we must recognize that no matter how healthy a substance is that you take in, if too high a dose and repetitively, it can become toxic, making food no longer a medicine, but a poison. So in order to avoid the repetitive practice of eating the same foods and developing gut inflammation, the Queen of the Thrones Castor Oil Pack single seed cycling practice allows you to seed cycle for hormone balance support without eating seeds. Interesting, right? Can the solar eclipse affect hormones? The moon's influence on human behavior and physiology has long been a topic of speculation. From the impact of full moons on moods to lunar cycles affecting menstrual patterns, the connection is undeniable. However, what about the often overlooked solar eclipse? Could it also sway our hormone balance? With the eagerly awaited solar eclipse of 2024 on the horizon, it's worth delving into the potential relationship between this celestial event and our body's hormone levels. What exactly is a solar eclipse? A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun, temporarily obscuring the Sun's light, a spectacle that has captivated civilizations throughout history. But does this cosmic display have tangible effects on our bodies, particularly our hormones? While scientific research linking solar eclipses to hormonal changes is limited, there is potential for a connection. One intriguing aspect is the influence of solar eclipses on melatonin production. Melatonin, known as the sleep hormone, regulates our sleep-wake cycles and plays a vital role in maintaining our body's circadian rhythm. Some speculate that the sudden darkness during a solar eclipse could disrupt melatonin levels, potentially leading to temporary sleep disturbances or mood alterations. Can the solar eclipse affect the menstrual cycle? Now, what about the menstrual cycle? Can a solar eclipse impact it? While direct scientific evidence is lacking, some individuals claim to notice changes in their menstrual patterns, coinciding with celestial events. Stress, diet, exercise, and overall health all play significant roles in hormonal balance, often overshadowing any potential effects of celestial events like solar eclipses. While the solar eclipse of 2024 promises to be a mesmerizing spectacle, its impact on our hormones remains largely speculative. Golden Turmeric Elixir for Hormonal Harmony. This golden turmeric elixir is not only a tribute to the sun's energy during celestial events like solar eclipses, but also a potent drink for supporting inflammation and hormonal balance. Its warm grounding properties make it an ideal companion for meditation or reflection on the connection between our bodies and the cosmos. Ingredients: 2 cups of coconut milk from a can, 1 tablespoon of turmeric powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ginger powder, 1 pinch of black pepper to enhance the turmeric absorption, 1 tablespoon of honey or maple syrup, adjust according to taste, 1 teaspoon of virgin coconut oil for healthy fats and to aid absorption. Instructions: warm the milk. Begin by gently warming the coconut milk in a saucepan over low heat. Avoid boiling to preserve the nutrients in the milk and spices. Mix the spices. In a small bowl, combine the turmeric, cinnamon, ginger powder, and black pepper. Mix these dry ingredients until evenly blended. Combine. Once the milk is warm, whisk in the mixed spices, ensuring there are no lumps. Keep the heat low and stir gently to infuse the milk with the spices. Add sweetness and fat. Remove the saucepan from the heat. Stir in the honey or maple syrup and coconut oil, mixing well until both are fully dissolved. Serve warm. Pour the golden turmeric elixir into your favorite mug. If desired, give it a final stir to create a frothy top. Enjoy. Sip slowly and mindfully, envisioning the drink's solar energy nourishing and balancing your body's hormonal system. Would you love to know how you can hormonally cycle with the moon using the single seed cycling protocol? Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. And don't forget to read about the counterfeit castor oil packs. You can find the link at the bottom of this blog. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as on our site at queenofthethrones.com. You can also email us anytime at care@queenofthethrones.com.